Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Delighted that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday morning with Powell Broadcasting and our program. Today we're coming to you from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce radio studios located on the lower level of our office at 101 Pier Street. And if you're a regular listener, you know that the Siouxland Chamber is fond of capitalizing on their address, which is 101 Pier Street, by marketing and promoting our organization as Economic Development 101, Customer Service 101, Community Enhancement 101, and a whole host of other things. If you'd like to learn more about the Siouxland Chamber, we'd love to visit with you. You may contact us at 712-255-7903. And as we do each Saturday morning, we begin by thanking our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, who's in studio at KSEJ, and also our program sponsor, Mr. Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. And speaking of United Real Estate, Mr. Kevin McManamy is my guest this morning. Kevin is the president of United Real Estate Solutions. He is also the newly named chair of the board of directors of the Siouxland Initiative. Kevin, congratulations and welcome to the program.
Thanks, Chris. Good to be here.
We're thrilled to have you in studio. A lot going on. We want to talk about your business, but also talk about your new role as the chair of the board of directors for our regional economic development organization. But before we get there, we'd like to introduce you to our listening audience. And we generally do that by asking questions about your background. And let's begin with where you grew up.
So I'm a Sioux City resident from, you know, all of my schooling was in Sioux City in the public school district, graduated from East High School.
You know, we don't let kids skip their childhood that quickly. Tell us what part of town you grew up in and what kind of activities you participated in as a youth.
Yeah, so I was Morningside area. Grew up in Morningside my entire life.
Now, if I remember correctly, I'm not a Morningsider, but residents of Morningside refer to that as God's country.
You know, whatever side of town you live on yeah. is God's country. So, yeah, that was my God's country. So, you know, I grew up doing Morningside Little League. I was a sports kid.
What a great legacy Morningside Little League has.
Yeah.
I mean, they just have done a tremendous job, not over the years, over the decades. So a shout out to them and great that you're able to participate in that as a youth.
Yeah. That was a big deal. And then really football didn't come around until when I was growing up, until flag football, fifth and sixth grade year. So, and football was my thing. That's what I grew up doing. And so at East High, football was just always a priority for me.
So I trust that you played for Walt Fiegel and Del Hughes.
I did, both.
Yeah.
Both good guys, taught me a lot. Walt was a great just life lesson guy. Really admired him and loved playing for him. He was just he was remarkable. And then as a sophomore, I played for Rich Vanderloo. So I had some great opportunities to have some great coaches in my life.
Yeah, whenever I get a chance to compliment Del Hughes, I do so. Del was not only an outstanding football coach at East High, but he was your head wrestling coach for a lot of years, had a lot of success. And I always admire Del because he was very good to me. I went to the rival high school. I competed against his kids, but he always opened his weight room and his wrestling room to me and always wanted to help me get better. And people will be surprised to learn that as a kid, he drove me to the state freestyle wrestling meet in the summer, which was over in Waterloo. He was officiating, and I needed a ride. And he's like, I'll give a kid from a rival high school a ride. And so think the world of Dell.
Yeah.
And he was a great collegiate official for a lot of years as well. But I hear so many good things about Walt Fiegel and the athletes who had the opportunity to play under him just hold him in the highest regard.
He was teaching boys to be men, and being good people was more important to him than being a great football player.
Yeah, what a great legacy he has. And Kevin, what came after high school at East High?
So I ended up being a pretty decent football player, all state.
What position did you play?
I was a running back, tailback.
Okay.
At East. Became an opportunity to go to South Dakota State on a football scholarship. Loved when I entered campus there. Loved the environment. Loved the football team atmosphere. Redshirted my freshman year and just did the 1 year and decided to become full-time student.
Really?
Yes.
And where did you redirect your energies from Brookings?
In South Dakota State, I was a computer science major and a math minor. In my last semester, so I was there 4 full years, and then in my last semester, decided to that wasn't really the direction I wanted to go, got into real estate. So that was the start of my real estate career.
You're listening to Grow Sioux Land on KSCJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, where our guest this morning is Mr. Kevin McManamy. Kevin is the president of United Real Estate Solutions right here in Sioux Land. He's also the newly named chair of the board of directors of the Sioux Land Initiative, the regional tri-state economic development group. Kevin, I know that you met some pretty influential, significant, and important people during your college years.
Definitely. Well, that's where I met my wife. So I love South Dakota State because my best friends still to this day I met at South Dakota State, and my beautiful, smart wife I also met at South Dakota State. And as a funny story, I won't give you the whole story, but I met her because she was dating my roommate.
Is that right? Yes. So, of course, Kevin married to Christy Vermole McManamy, a past chair of the board of directors of the Sioux Land Chamber of Commerce and an executive in your business organization at this time.
Yep. She does our recruiting and all of our communications, does a great job for us.
And, of course, many people know your wife as the longtime anchor on KTIV, the NBC affiliate in Sioux City.
A fixture. And so it's we still get people. It's wonderful. People still come up to her today and say, "Miss you on the air."
Yeah. Two exceptional children. Tell us about your kids.
So Sydney is our oldest, our daughter. She went to the University of Nebraska, graduated with a business degree, and she is currently working for one of the companies I own, which is United Escrow, our closing company. And then our youngest is Sean. He's up at South Dakota State right now. He is finishing up his last year in the aviation program up there. Kind of exciting. He's working on his final flight instructor licenses and has been hired on by the school and has a couple students that he's training right now.
Very exciting. And tell them both hello. And you had a very unique distinction. Your family certainly leads by example, and the community is grateful for what you give back in terms of your philanthropy. But even more so, the time. You're the chair of the Sioux Land Initiative. Your wife is a past chair of the Sioux Land Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. Your daughter, Sydney, was the president of the Sioux Land Growth Organization, and in that capacity also sat on the board of directors of the chamber. And so you guys are pretty heavily leveraged and involved in your hometown.
We love Sioux Land. It is our home, and Sioux Land has been great to us and our family, and we want to make sure that we give back and try and make Sioux Land an even better place. And so hopefully we're making some progress toward that.
Well, you've certainly led by example, as I said. We're grateful for that. And in the final 2 minutes before we go to break, tell us about the transition after college.
Yeah, so I had the pleasure of kind of getting into real estate. I was an SOB, son of a broker.
Is that what that stands for?
Yes.
Okay. I was waiting for that.
So I got in and you name it in the real estate business. I've had that position. And that was a great asset to me as I was growing up in the company. and allowed me to see things from a larger perspective. So I've been, it'll be December, will be 32 years full-time in real estate. Never regretted that that's the direction I went. It's been a very good career for me, and Siouxland has been very good to our company.
It's really remarkable because you don't look old enough to have been in any profession for 32 years, but I bet it's gone fast.
It has gone fast. Lots of changes, and no day is the same, which is part of what I love about it.
And quickly, the distinction between NAI United and United Real Estate Solutions.
So United Real Estate Solutions is a residential company. So our agents are experts at residential real estate. NAI United is a commercial real estate company, and they're experts in the commercial field. And it is kind of a completely two different opposite types of personalities that do well in that.
But the two organizations are affiliated.
We are. We are integrally connected. So,
you're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest is Kevin McManamy of United Real Estate Solutions, the incoming chair of the board of directors of the Siouxland Initiative. We'll be back with Kevin after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Manson, Aaron Hoekstra, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Hopefully you're getting some of that raking done today. It's getting to be that time of the year, folks. It seems like all the leaves are off the trees. And before the day is over, I'm going to get a lot of raking done. And then I hope to join the Sioux City Musketeers at 6:05 tonight for their game. Shout out to their leadership group. The president and CEO of the Sioux City Musketeers, Travis Morgan, who serves on the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, and also their principal owner, Mr. Lloyd Ney. We wish the Muskies luck, and get your tickets and get down to the Tyson Event Center at 6:05 tonight. We're visiting with Kevin McManamy, and Kevin, we're talking about United Real Estate Solutions being residential real estate. Tell us what we're seeing in the market today with interest rates and activity in the Siouxland region.
Yeah, so the activity is pretty decent. We're coming through 24 was kind of a struggle year for national real estate. We've probably trended a little bit better than nationally. Interest rates, we're sitting in the 6%, which for some it's like they've never seen that before. The interesting thing is in 32 years, about half of my life has been at 6%, half has been above and half has been below. So we're pretty comfortable with that. We see a lot of great things happening in Siouxland that when we have people looking who are coming into town, it's a pretty easy sell now to be able to say, There's these opportunities, there's these great recreation facilities and walking trails and biking trails. And
the market is rebounding post-COVID.
Yes.
Where I think it was incredibly slow for a period of time for obvious reasons. Tell us about the philosophy that your company employs and why you represent a value proposition for buyers and sellers.
Yeah. So we are customer centric very much a full service organization. So very important for us that all of our agents know all the benefits of Siouxland, that they're very educated in the real estate transaction to make that as seamless for the customer as possible.
And if they wanted to learn more about your organization, where would you direct them?
Our website at www.unitedrealestatesolutions.com or our phone number is 712-226-6000.
712-226-6000 or on the web at unitedrealestatesolutions.com.
Correct.
Kevin, you're wearing a new hat. You've been involved with the Siouxland Initiative for a number of years now. Effective October 1st, you became the chair of the board of directors, a two-year term succeeding Lance Morgan of Ho-Chunk Incorporated. Lance, of course, had succeeded Mike Wells of Wells Enterprises. A distinguished group of leaders in our community have served in this role. What compelled you to become engaged and involved with economic development in the tri-state region in the first place?
Well, as you can imagine with my background, we're very interested in economic development. Obviously, I'm very interested in Siouxland becoming as great a place as it can be. And that's not a destination, that's just a journey. So that's constantly being worked on. And then it's just a great honor to be for the next 2 years the chair for the TSI.
I know that you have some priorities, some areas that require intense focus. Tell us a little bit about where you're going to direct your energies as it relates to economic development coming out of the gate.
Well, one of the priorities is jobs. And the reason I say that is there's a lot of great things going on. There's a lot of indications that things are working very well. But one of the things is that we need some sustained population growth. And so jobs is one of the ways that you drive that. Additionally, a priority is going to be the airport. And the reason for the airport, and particularly the runway, is as a protection for the 185th. We want to make sure that the 185th remains. They're such an important part of our community and just great group of people. Want to make sure that they can continue to sustain there.
And when you say the 185th, of course, you're referring to our local Air National Guard squadron and wing, which flies KC-135 refueling tankers.
Correct. And an important mission. And so we're in need of a runway out there, and we're working aggressively to try and get that.
Yeah. Help us understand why we're making the request for the runway. I understand there's some history that goes back 20 plus years.
Yeah. When we converted over from the F-16s to the tankers, we were supposed to get a runway with that. And there were some obvious things that happened at that time that got overlooked.
Yeah, 9/11 interfered, mm-hmm. and all the resources got redirected to the war on terror. And we went from small, lightweight fighters to very heavy tankers. And so to ensure the long-term future of the 185th, we need your leadership, the Siouxland Initiative, and the entire region working collectively, not only with our federal representatives in Washington, D.C., but with leaders in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota as well.
Absolutely. I mean, it's such a great organization. We want to see that continue. And not only do we want to protect that, but we see some growth opportunities to a new Boeing model, the KC-46, that is an opportunity for growth for the 185th.
You know, Kevin, I know that a great deal of what we do in economic development is confidential, but you've been working on a project for quite some time now that rarely and uniquely is not confidential. What can you tell us about that project?
Sure. Company's called Protix, they don't have a non-disclosure, which is why we can even talk about it, because most of the stuff we do is in secret.
And in fact, they actually have encouraged you to talk yes. about this economic development opportunity.
Yeah. And it's a $130 to $150 million capital investment, about 150 employees. We think it'll be in the Nebraska side of the river. And it just will be a great opportunity for them to grow.
And interestingly, a lot of times we're working on domestic companies. This is an international company and falls under what we call FDI, or foreign direct investment. Where's this company from?
They're out of the Netherlands, and a cooperation between Tyson and this Netherlands company.
In the final 3 minutes we have together this morning, Kevin, I know that economic development has been near and dear to you and something that you've been engaged with for a long time. Now you're at the helm of the Siouxland Initiative. The initiative's mission is to increase and enhance the number of employment opportunities throughout the tri-state region. I imagine that goal remains the same. You gave an address to the investors just around a couple of weeks ago now, maybe 2 weeks ago yesterday. What was your message to investors, and what are your goals for the organization?
Well, we want to see our local companies grow. So TSI stands ready to help anybody with the assistance to grow. We're very good at keeping secrets. We're very good at connecting people with who they need to talk to. We have this great opportunity because we're a tri-state region where there are different programs available and a variety of options available to our employers. And then we're very good with government connections. So if the growth requires some sort of change to zoning, to state changes, to federal changes, we're really good at connecting people with the people they need to talk to get that done.
You know, Kevin, you come in at a time where there's a pretty good track record. Site Selection Magazine ranks metros and states on an annual basis. How have we been faring the last few years in the Siouxland Metro?
So for the last 4 years in a row, we've led the nation in per capita economic development for towns of our size.
So truly remarkable that the Siouxland Metro has this track record in this national publication. But tip of the cap to you and all of the investors, as well as the businesses who continue to choose to grow and expand right here in our market. I think that's been critical to that success.
Just vitally important when all of these businesses are combining up and working together to make Siouxland move forward. And Chris, you guys and the staff just do an amazing job.
Final thing, I know that it's your message to the Siouxland Initiative investors a couple of weeks ago. You talked about how our states fared nationally in some recent rankings related to fiscal responsibility. Tell us what that was all about.
Yeah, so Cato Institute put out a report, and much to our pleasure, Iowa finished number one in that, Nebraska finished number two, and South Dakota finished tied for fourth. So amazing results.
Truly incredible, and something the tri-state region should be proud of, and something I assume that you'll be directing the staff to be marketing for the coming 12 months.
Absolutely. We have a lot of reasons that an organization would want to grow or relocate here, and we just need to be able to tell the story.
Well, Kevin, thanks for spending part of your Saturday with us. Tell your family hello. And good luck. I think you're traveling to Brookings today to watch some football.
Go Jacks.
You've been listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest, Kevin McManamy, the new chair of the board of directors of the Siouxland Initiative, also the president of United Real Estate Solutions. We'll be back next Saturday with more on Grow Siouxland. Make it a great weekend.